Welcome to the Salty Eclectic Blogcast with your host and author, TJ Allen. These blogcasts are eclectic in that we derive ideas, styles, or tastes from a broad and varied range of experiences, knowledge, and interests. You can find our blog and information on TJ's books at www.thesaltyeclectic.com. So let's get to today's blogcast from the Salty Eclectic.
Finding something better than the Golden Dome. On the street corner in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, a friend and I were standing, chatting, and waiting for the little pedestrian icon to turn from orange to white so we could cross the street. An older woman came up to us and looked past us to the top of a building beyond. "I'm not concerned about Jesus Saves," she said. "I'm looking for the Golden Dome. Do you know where it is?" It took us a minute to realize what she was asking. I think our hesitations cast some doubt in her mind as to whether we could give her a trustworthy and satisfactory answer. My friend's name being Jesus added to our confusion. We guessed she was talking about the Golden Dome that sits atop the state capitol government building along Washington and Trinity streets in downtown Atlanta. We pointed in the general direction of where we believed it to be. With apparent no trust in our judgment, the lady headed in another direction. The dome was indeed in the direction in which we had pointed. Jesus and I continued toward a building where we were to conduct an inspection, discussing the strange encounter. We were not sure what she had meant by her not being concerned about Jesus Saves. Part of our inspection included the rooftop. We decided to go there first. Once upon the flat roof, I surveyed the Atlanta skyline. I saw a steeple with the words, "Jesus Saves," on the side of it. I looked down and saw the street corner where the lady had spoken to us. Other buildings had blocked our view of the steeple where the brief discussion had taken place. I realized what her statement meant. She wasn't looking for this building, but for the building with the Golden Dome. The woman echoed the sentiments of so many people. They don't care too much about Jesus Saves. They just want to know the direction to the Golden Dome. Jesus addressed this very concern of the world's obsession with things that are limited and false. People prefer the shiny things in life to what Jesus has to offer. The Golden Dome this lady sought has 20 ounces of gold leaf covering it. It is estimated to be worth $30,000. And impressive as it sounds, it's still temporal. The Golden Dome represents man-made government and society. In Isaiah 6:9a, the government and kingdom of God is spoken of. The scripture says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders." ESV, the italics are mine for emphasis. "The government of man shall pass away in all its imperfections, but the government and kingdom of God will not." Jesus saves from the temporal and the faulty government of man and replaces it with his kingdom. It starts now in our hearts and will be in full force when Jesus sets up his kingdom at the end of time. We pointed the lady in the right direction, but again, like the world, she didn't trust us with our directions any more than she trusted Jesus to save her. I wonder if she even knew what she was asking. I know she meant it in one way, but it could be taken another. I wonder if she thought, "What is that Jesus saves from?" Based on her statement and then her interaction with us, I would hazard a guess that she never gave the statement a second thought, much less a deeper meaning. She, after all, was not too concerned with Jesus Saves. I, on the other hand, am very glad Jesus saves, and Jesus saved me. As Rabbi Zacharias has said, Jesus did not come to earth to make bad people good. No, he came to earth to make dead people alive. Jesus saved me from death. He saved me from a life of aimlessness and worthlessness. He saved me from the slavery of sin and deceit. He saved me from eternal separation from God, and he saved me from unrighteousness. He saved me from me. He gave to me life, and that more abundantly. He did all that by the renewing of my spirit. This is what it means to be born again and to be born to new life and to become a new creature. That is how Jesus saves. This is the good news we must tell to others, even those who are not so concerned that Jesus saves and prefer the gold and golden domes.
Did you enjoy today's blogcast? You can find more of these at our website, www.thesaltyeclectic.com. Click on the blogcast category at the top. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. And remember, Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth."